Destroyer of Worlds, written by Larry Correa and read by Tim Gerard Reynolds.
Maps found in the print edition of this book are available to you as a downloadable PDF. To access this file, please click on the link on the product page where you purchased this title. Thank you.
Chapter 1. 19 years ago. One was 16 years old, the other only 12. They were best friends, brothers, but not by blood. In a moment they would duel, more than likely one of them would die.
I beg you, Devidas, do not go through with this.
Can't you see? I've got no choice, Ashok, the older of them shouted.
I have to try.
Bound by law and tradition, Ashok couldn't walk away either. As the chosen bearer of mighty Angruvadal, he was obligated to accept all challengers, just in case the powerful Ancestor Blade might find someone more worthy to wield it. How could Angruvadal not choose Devadas over him? Devadas was the best of them, stronger, smarter, and more dedicated than any of the other acolytes. He had climbed to the top of the Protector's brutal program. Officially, all were equal in status, but Devadas was the son of a Thakur and had been raised expecting to someday rule a great house. He was superior to Ashok in every way but one. Ashok had Angruvadal. The mighty black steel blade of Great House Vadal had been kept from him the entire time he had been in training. The master would allow Ashok no magical edge over the other boys, so Angruvadal had been taken away. A normal man could not understand what it was like to be a bearer. It wasn't just his sword that had been lost, but it was as if part of himself had been locked away in that cold vault. For 2 long years he had suffered, incomplete. Except now, their trial was past. They had crossed glaciers and fought ancient automatons. All the others had turned back as failures. 3 had pressed on. Yugantar had given in to fear and fled. He was certainly dead now, his body frozen up there forever. Only Ashok and Devadas had fought on. They had reached the highest peak and touched the heart of the mountain. Ashok was the youngest to ever do so in the entire history of the Order. They were no longer acolytes, but full members of the Protector Order, with all its accompanying status, privilege, and responsibilities. It was one of the greatest achievements a law-abiding man could ever hope for, yet the joy he had felt at attaining senior rank was nothing compared to getting his sword back. The normally dour masters had allowed their trainees to freely celebrate the advancement of 2 of their own, or to mourn the one they'd lost. All the acolytes, even the failures, were allowed all the meat and wine they desired. A rare treat indeed. Except their celebration had quickly turned ugly. It was plain that bitterness had consumed Devadas when he had seen the legendary Angruvadal riding upon its bearer's hip. He'd claimed it was unfair that Ashok should have such an honor and not him. When the ancestor blade of Great House Dev had shattered in his father's hands, it had taken with it his inheritance and all his family's dignity. Ashok had tried to deflect, to once again say that it was not his choice to make, but the sword. Only Devadas had grown increasingly jealous as the night went on. Though they'd trained together, fought together, undertaken the trial together, and nearly died upon the mountain together, none of that mattered in the moment, because Devadas's one weakness was his pride.